Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. It's now 7 minutes after midday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yes, my concern basically, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Right, fine. My concern basically is the proposal, because I don't think it's a reality yet based on the information we got from the hotels yesterday with regard to their requesting how and when government will be actually formalizing reimbursement for them. My concern is the actual concept of reimbursing hotels for basically, you know, going through with their part in the tourism contract. A tourist leaves their country under the circumstance of a pandemic to come to a country whereby they know they can be more so than not the conduit for the virus and will have to live under the country, the host country's restrictions. Of course, you know, eventualities occur. And my sympathies as some person that travels are with the persons that, putting all these facts aside, will need the help. Mm-hmm. That's not my concern, really. It is, why do these hotels themselves not have in place what I will loosely call maybe a tourism fund, whereby all parties involved, whether you're a Five Diamond or a little bed and breakfast on the Atlantic rugged shores or whatever, can have an ongoing fund where things like these crop up. They can, as mature, we talk about a mature tourist destination. Are the hoteliers themselves not acting maturely, whereby you can have, you need to be able to save for rainy days. They should have something where even if government augments it, I don't mind that, but there's something irritating about hotels getting grants. They get grant funding, they don't get loans, they get subsidies. It's like one huge suction cup just stuck on to government's coffers. And government's coffers, it's not the Prime Minister's family fund, it's taxpayers' money. So, you know, you can't just dip into your pocket and swipe the NAS debit card or the Consolidated Fund credit card. These people should have, the same way Sandy Lane has been able to give millions of dollars to a charity. Tourism is our business. Tourism is not a charity. So, you know, they have the money. If you are going to give hotels, as resorts can give as they're able, that way they can have, like, a, you know, a commensurate vote and say, like, if Sandy Lane gives a certain amount, then they can say, well, when this fund has been, you know, amalgamated, we can have the final say on who gets it for refurbishment, for whatever. But don't just say, you know, we have another, because it's that we have another need. It's frankly irritating. I'm a little sick and tired of it.
But if I may say, the what I'm looking at page 5 today, and the BHDA seeks clarity on government's plan. Why should the BHDA be seeking clarity? Shouldn't this have not been discussed with them before it became an announcement? I mean, because this article in the newspaper and has been written in that way that the BHDA seeks clarity on government's pay plan, and they seem to be caught off guard.
Well, the thing about it is, when I first heard it, I just thought it was, I could be wrong, but I just thought it was something that was thrown out there by the Prime Minister, because the Prime Minister has the power.
I don't think it came out of the Prime Minister's mouth, but...
Okay, but I mean the proposal in terms of a reimbursement and so on, because I do remember hearing that in one of the earlier press conferences or whatever these meetings are about, to say that that was the way that you were going to go. I didn't think that it was discussed. I just thought it was an idea that was thrown out. It's like an ongoing spectrum of just outing thousands of little fires. So when I heard that it was just another little fire that you had to throw some water on, so I'm not surprised, in other words, that they're seeking clarity, because it's just something, okay, something has popped up. It's like a continual game of whack-a-mole. You just whack it on the head until something else comes that you have to fix and sanitize. But, I mean, we need to stop doing this. If you're going to be doing something and it's not working, you need to stop, because if people can see through, I can understand that you are doing damage mitigation. But at some point, you're only spreading your powers of mitigation thin. If you keep, you're presenting yourself as, I can fix it, you are not Mr. or Miss Fix It. We just need some essential areas ventilated, and then all of the other little factors, I think, should be, you know, smooth themselves out. But every little thing that crops up, you can very well just belly up to the bar and say, okay, I'm going to look after it. Because it's a tad embarrassing that the constituent that you're supposed to be working on with this, they're coming to the public, not to you, because I found it a little strange that that should come to the public. You know, it's as if like, hey, what about us? You said you'd given us some money and we haven't seen it. I saw that clip last night, as their way of putting it like that, which I found a little bit a strange way of doing business. So that's saying a lot about that area. But I mean, my whole thing is, going back to my essential point, it should not be on the table at all. We have,
but it all depends on what arrangement and what agreement. Yeah,
that's what
we can pull it. Can we not look at moving forward, saying, okay, we don't know how many tourists that they're talking about. Let's just say, and it's not all of them. Let's be clear for that.
Of course not.
So you have, I don't know. Let's just say 100 tourists that you have to do this for, because you made this a commitment, and there's some legal binding issues. Moving forward, I believe that the tourism Ministry of Tourism should then make a new announcement pertaining to who's coming. But that's one.
Exactly.
But why I'm a little floored, and be honest with you, I'm now seeing this. How can the BHTA say that something like this caught them off guard when it includes them? You see, that is the problem with some communication, and when people say something, then other people go like, I don't know what they're talking about. It's almost like when people make an announcement about you're going to get back your money and NIS, and then they call NIS and NIS said, I don't know what you're talking about. So I think because that happens, and they need then to look and see that before you make an announcement, you make sure that the paperwork and the instruction goes down to the agency that is required to perform this task, so that we could all be clear and people don't have to call the calling program to say...
Right, you're making my point to me. It's just that. You're not trying to be contentious.
No, not at all.
You're seeing a job being done, but you're seeing areas where it can be done more efficiently. Mm-hmm. But I think the focus, and you as a communicator, we might diverge here, I think the focus is on this pristine level of, you know, you're nailing communication. We are not about that. Nobody does that better sometimes than Donald Trump. And who wants to be the next Donald Trump? I mean, it's ridiculous. I think our focus should be on action. We should look at the irony of nearly everybody in Barbados. If you had to get a vote, 99% would want back the original czar. I mean, when we say czar, we see one person. And look at that person, whatever reason, they have been out of the national focus. Your quality of work will be your benchmark. So no matter how many talk shops are put on, what Barbadians are behind is what they can see, even for the infinite amount of time that the czar was on the national stage. What he did stands him in good stead that he's gone and everybody's still not.
But you also understand that the situation...
You know, I mean, I'm not saying that they're not doing a good job, but I mean, he did an excellent job.
But if I may, the czar... and we don't even know. I mean, he taught me at school, and be honest with you, he's still the same way. I'm like amazed he hasn't aged. But
our teachers never look old.
But we are in a different position, place now. We certainly are not with the numbers that the czar had to manage. And we would have to see where, because people got accustomed to him and they started to feel comfortable with him, even though they lashed out at him a little bit. People like the czar. That's the truth. I can't say that they did. No, but it's a little too early to say that the bigger plan of having a communications team is not going to work. Maybe it could have included the czar. But
no,
I understand.
I never said that, Joanne. Let's establish that. I never said that. My thing is, I'm saying we need to have it perhaps more structured, more fine-tuned. You know, my heart sort of fell when I heard that we were going to be getting all these press conferences. I personally don't think we need that many, you know. I think we need to get the salient points brought to the fore, and I really do not want, I don't know, but I try not to be selfish. There are other people out there that need the information that we are being given, but it sometimes sounds like a monotonous drone about four clusters and things. I mean, maybe some people need that.
But I'll tell you this, if you come too regular, you dilute the whole thing.
I mean, there are ways of doing the same thing. That could be put, scrolled down as information. I find personally that little bit of information that you get at the CBC News, that print is too fine. You don't really see that until the person reads it out. But if that information is being read regarding the clusters, that could be put in a scroll, a running scroll, a ticker tape, whatever, so you can see it and save the verbalization.
Someone is asking me here for you to...
That we need.
Someone is asking you, and you could repeat it and summarize it. So they're asking about, are you saying to bring back the czar, or are you saying that with this new one, it is not necessary to have such a big team?
No. I'm, I'm not even saying to bring him back, because I mean he's not
apparently he has other commitments.
I'd have no brief for anybody. Let's make that clear. Mm-hmm. I am just stating the facts based on what I feel and what I'm picking up from the Barbadian populace. Mm-hmm. Dzar did a good job in the eyes of the public. This mm-hmm. is not to sell me, hasten to add that on, that the others aren't doing a good job. Mm-hmm. But I brought him into context because sometimes your job speaks for you. You know, his whole thing was a lot of, in fact, what he was pilloried for was maybe he was a little bit more Bruce. Mr. Chapman is more, you know, easygoing or whatever. And his style would work with some constituents, whereas the Tsar style might have jarred a few people, whatever. And I was not privy to that, but you know you do hear it's a small society. You mm-hmm. do hear little things leaking out. But I just brought him into the argument because I'm saying we are putting a lot of you know, we're putting a lot of consequence on this whole thing about these multiplicity of press conferences. And I really don't feel either they need to change the format drastically, because mm-hmm. I do not want... Even that question that Mr. Allen from The Nation asked about the four vaccines that are supposed to be coming to Barbados, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that wasn't something that had to be hastily pushed forward to the next thing. What I looked at that is, okay, we're going to push that to what I am naming personally mm-hmm. too difficult to answer today question. We're going to push the next question. We saw that. That was not sleight of hand. That was the four vaccines that are coming to Barbados. They're to be given to, the frontline people, including the Prime Minister, mm-hmm. that could have been a yes or a no. We're dealing with vaccines in the next time. You know, sometimes don't do those kind of, because we can see the inner scenes of actions like that or responses like that. Either do it more smoothly or don't do it at all, because it's nonsensical. We Barbadians, you can't fool us that easily, and we are not being, as I said, contentious. Mm-hmm. If you're giving us information, either be prepared to take our questions, but don't tell us you have four vaccines then. Where we ask if they have arrived and been given, I'm not ready to answer yet. Okay, I'm going to push that.
So is there anything wrong with saying? Is there anything wrong with saying that we don't have all of that information at this time, and we'll be able to do that at the
time? Because when you do things like that, you just cause more suspicions, which might not even be warranted in the first place. You know, mm-hmm. so it made little sense to me last night. Not mm-hmm. have answered that question mm-hmm. categorically.
May I ask you a question?
Nothing was wrong with it.
Do you get the sense that Barbadians want when you said the original way, you remember when we had the statistics, two from British Airways, two from American Airlines, one from whatever, even when you had the Ellerslie School mm-hmm. thing, it was broken down. What I think happened with the situation is, but Barbadians felt like, what happened here? Why am I not seeing the full picture
exactly.
anymore?
That
creates fear of if you are hiding something,
right.
even if they probably weren't. Maybe mm-hmm. that's why people were saying, why is it that I got this information, but now mm-hmm. all of a sudden I can hear four from British Airways and I got six other people. Who are the other?
If it was good enough to be brought in the first instance, mm-hmm. what conditions on the ground have changed that would have caused you to not
be consistent with,
you know, that is what yeah. I'm saying. If it was so difficult to mm-hmm. to get in the first instance, you know, what is the problem? And you mm-hmm. can't just take it off the table and then the populace needs to be satisfied.
People will ask questions, and it would look like if you're hiding something.
I mean, mm-hmm. COVID, you can't even hide a COVID cough. I mean, my God, this thing, we can't play with it. If you keep your eye on international news, because sometimes with this whole, as far as I see it, very futile tears of the index patients, because that makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Our time should be better served with looking at maybe long COVID mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, because I mean, look.
Or time be better served not spreading it. That's what we need to know, not catching it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I'm saying to myself, as we discuss here among friends and family, one of them you just had to worry about maybe dengue and so on. But then remember, in our lifetimes, we went from dengue to chikungunya.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's nothing that we read but the Spanish flu and the kind of plot. We can see how fast diseases borne by the same vector can mm-hmm. affect us. So mm-hmm. we don't know anything about COVID, you know? So why are we spending all this time talking about the index? My thing was, I felt sorry for the, not sorry, like pitied them because mm-hmm. they did a professional job. But it seems so ridiculous to spend so much time scrolling down information and when somebody asks you a question, you still can't provide the answer. It made a mockery of all of that information. You are reaming, reaming down. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Don't have this.
So basically what you're saying is this. Barbadians, we have four clusters. One, a restaurant. A, calling it. B, you don't have to call the people's name. I still believe in location.
The name of the locations. Because that itself is
that's important.
Those are the things that
people want. People want that. And it helps with the contact tracing because people can comfort if they know that they were present because a lot of people put the wrong information in those things.
When you pick and choose about how forthcoming you are, people begin to wonder if you have a vested interest because if we can't talk about, we can't even, remember even because they were pretty salacious, the names of these different bus brawls, everything rolled off everybody's lips. And now it's coming to the West Coast cluster and the South Coast cluster.
The famous bus crawl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the famous bus crawl.
That is why I repeat. Mm-hmm. If you are not fooling anybody with these little segues into to the obfuscation, come clean. You know, if something isn't working, don't try it again. All we want from you, really, is you to be honest with us and to bring pertinent information. I will not be so prescriptive and say I don't want the details. Some other constituent might want it, you know, like that virologist, Dr. Barber, he wanted it breakdown. Fine, make it fine, but put it as a running scroll, as a ticker tape. You don't need to just say the same thing because that thing make your eyes roll in your head. I don't need it. I need to know certain things about how far we are. I do not particularly care about patient X. Mm-hmm. Patient X is in my rear room. I need to know where we are
going. Patient X is in another country and going back to work.
That's what I'm saying. Do you hear any of the country worrying about patient X? Mm-hmm. We pick and choose what we're going to pick up from the quote-unquote mature democracies. Mm-hmm. And why are we not picking up that? They're worrying about other things. We're still trying to, 10 years later, we found patient X, but they walk gray in our hair. Why? It makes absolutely no sense. Okay?
Well, there's someone saying here that, see what I mean, everyone knows better and can do better, and if they were on the position, people would be saying the same thing about them. Everyone wants their view to be the one. No press conference, people complain. More press conferences, people complain. Then it went on to say, why are you pushing? I believe they mean me, so I don't think they mean you.
No, I don't.
Why are you pushing your opinion as to what should happen? Adding confusion.
Because we are
not only that, this is a talk show. People have opinions, and people put their opinions there. It is up to you to either say, I agree, I disagree, or I tune in out. One of the three. So, but that's okay. I quite enjoyed this. I hear you, and I agree with you in a lot of ways because that's what people want. And if you want to give people the things that they want so they can do the right things.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know? And that's the... Again, that is the whole crux of communication, for them to not remember everything verbatim, but to know after you've done say it, all right, I kind of understand. You feel a sense of calmness. Truthfully, there were times when the Prime Minister came on and she spoke more so than other people speaking, and even Minister Bradshaw at the time when she was acting. I think people just want, and that's leadership. People want, and I'm saying that the Prime Minister gave it to us, but you've got to understand that she can't come all the time to calm everybody down and to let everybody do the right thing. She does have to delegate the responsibility to others, whether we like it or not. So hopefully people would support and not look at the background of what Ambassador Thompson had in the back, which I thought was, okay, people are actually... putting questions about why the background looks so and it looked like a funeral pamphlet.
Are you serious?
People actually did that. And I'm reading this and I'm like, people, you have too much time on your hands. And if in the middle of a pandemic, that is the only thing that bothers you was the backdrop, then you happy as a pig in a sty. Truthfully. And I would like to join you, whoever you are, because it means you are without problems. You know, but I know I would like to still encourage Barbadians. I mean, as I said, to give the communication a chance, but to keep speaking out and for them to tweak it in the way you just said. This is what you want. This is what others want. And if other people say, well, look, we are happy with A, B, and Z, they have to listen. And they normally do. And tweak it to suit so that we can.
It's a collection of moving parts. You
it
know,
is.
You just take
it is.
On board what is the, what kind of information you think the public need to know, and you push ahead with it, but don't get bogged down in the minutiae of
the details, because
that is not taking us anywhere, and that is frustrating the people that are actually, you know, because after all of that, you give this whole slope, and then somebody asks you, and it looks kind of ridiculous. You know, I'm sorry, can't give you that. And you have what? A mountain of information scrolling through.
I think people are also mindful that are wondering, because the word community means that. When I said it means to the public, it may think to them that, oh, shoot, this thing is just, they don't know. So maybe, and I'm not saying that there's community, they explained it. They explained local spread, because they can match something to somebody. What they're still doing before they can determine community is still trying to contact trace these others. But what I'm saying to them, tell us where, and we can help you, the public, by telling you. Now, I'm telling you, everybody honest, because I understand there are a lot of people, some people did not say, and for whatever reasons that they might not should have been certain places with certain people, maybe that's why they didn't, you know, tell the truth. But let the public help you by telling us where, so that we can say, okay, I was there, or my sister was there, and we can help you with the contact tracing, and then we might be able to get to the bottom of things, and we would never have community spread, because we would always have the links. I want to thank you so much for your contribution. This writer says, and they're quoting directly from the World Health Organization COVID management document published February 2020, risk communication. It is critical to communicate to the public what is known, what is unknown, and what is being done. Responsive, transparent, and consistent messages will be essential to establish authority and trust in the management of the event. Systems should also be proactively established to detect and respond to rumors and misinformation. It's all there in black and white, the person says. And they went on to quote other things. And they also said, the only practical thing that can be done about the infection in the country is a complete circuit breaker lockdown for at least 2 weeks. This is particularly in light of the statement last night from Minister Bostic that the situation, as he said that the minister said that the situation is not under control. I don't think he said it's not under control. It's not being controlled in the way they would like, but it has not gotten out of control. So there is a difference with the wording, but again, words, very important. Down to brass tacks, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, caller?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good afternoon, Joanne.
Good afternoon.
I'm just a few remarks. In my opinion, we made some mistakes in dealing with this COVID. And the four things I was concerned about initially was that we had no mask mandate for persons in public places in Barbados. We then went to the villa quarantine, which I was very much against. Then we had the influx of the short-term visitor, because I was in full support of the government's long-term person coming with their families to work from Barbados. And then I also think that we shortened our actual quarantine coming in. So I think those four things were contributed or have contributed to where we are now. And my question to the government was, you didn't want to make masks mandatory, but you make me wear a seatbelt, and I didn't have a choice in that. You make motorcycle and cyclists wear helmets, and they didn't have a choice in that. So how come, for something that could kill and wipe out your population, wearing a piece of cloth can't be made mandatory? That's my concern. The villa quarantine, I knew we could not police villas. There are too many villas in Barbados that are independently run. cannot police them. You, and I am telling you, and I know from being in the industry, you cannot. If I come to Barbados, I come in to have fun. I am not coming to read a book. I am not coming because I am ill. Primarily, I'm coming to have a good time. So when I come, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Policing of the villas was not possible. The long-term visitor, the visitor who's coming to work, they're not the problem. They're coming in, they're settling into our environment, they're following our rules. It is the short-term people. And so I think those are things that we didn't do right. Mm-hmm. You can't, if you are not following the protocols in your own home country, do you really think you're coming to a foreign country and going to obey the rules? You are not. Impossible. What you don't do at home, you're not going to do elsewhere. Also, we have an issue where we had our young people, predominantly our young people, really had been following, and we were okay up to a point. But when you see other people coming into your country and doing what they want to do, and you're telling me, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, we get tired, and I'm not a young person. So young people got tired of being told what to do and seeing other people coming to our country doing as they liked. They had, I think, enough, and they wanted a little free space. The next big thing on my mind right now is, what is the provision should this COVID continue to spread in our various communities? What is the current position for people with disabilities in terms of if they have to go into an isolation or quarantine facility? That is a real concern of mine, because I am physically challenged, and I do not hear of any of the facilities that have dedicated space for people like myself who may be in a wheelchair, maybe not mobile, maybe blind, those kind of situations. And I'm not hearing that addressed, and I don't want to say that we should have thought about it, but we didn't. So those are the concerns that are on my mind. If you can make me wear a seatbelt, you can sure as hell make me wear a mask in public. And if I am the person that has a problem wearing a mask in public, stay home. Stay home. That is my contribution, and I thank you for listening.
I want to thank you so much. Thank you so much for your contribution. The CDC's website actually states that local public health authorities determine and establish the quarantine options for their jurisdiction. CDC currently recommends a quarantine period of 14 days. However, based on local circumstances and resources, the following options to shorten quarantine are acceptable alternatives. You see, there probably lies the problem. CDC probably should not have allowed for any leeway to play with it, because it is acceptable. So the government is actually not doing anything that is not acceptable standards to the WHO and CDC. However, I always say, you know, better safe than sorry. You know, do more, not less. So if it is that they said it's okay between the 5 and 7 day period, I'm thinking, well, let's go with the 14, but that's me. But again, they also look at all of the other factors for reducing the quarantine. Together, you must do the test, they're saying, but they're looking at the financial fallout. They're looking at the mental health state of persons being quarantined for 14 days. The CDC has laid out some of these things that may impact, hence the reason they were able to consider and allow for countries based on their resources safely to alter the quarantine time. But the CDC still went on to say that they still recommend that it be 14 days, but they are allowing for leeway based on certain requirements of testing, monitoring, etc. And that is not coming off the top of my head. You can go on the CDC's site and you can type in what is your recommended time for quarantine, and you can see that it varies from country to country. Maybe that is a problem. That's why when I started off by saying you cannot fight a global issue and have different rules in different places. Otherwise, we're going to be spinning around in circles, not just Barbados possibly, you know, having a curfew. England is now back in a lockdown. Switzerland is. Germany numbers going up. U.S. numbers are going up. And that's what's going to happen if we don't operate as one village. We really need to.